Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming live online and the satellite, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those people working in the coronavirus effort, helping to keep America rolling along. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers and mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all around the country and all around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, jump in the chat room, and converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. All right, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Senate confirmed former Congressman John Ratliff as the new director of national intelligence yesterday.
That's right, Captain. It went a party line vote, 49 to 44, basically. This was the largest number of nay votes ever from Democrats when they would be voting on a new DNI since it was created back in 2004. And of course, there's been some of the criticism of Ratcliffe because he had defended President Trump during some of these different investigations, and certainly during the impeachment. But I guess in America, if you follow your convictions and defend the people who you think you should defend, I guess that means you can't be the director of national intelligence in the Democrat playbook.
Well, the Democrats are not going to do anything to help this president, regardless of what it is, regardless of how little or how big it is. They just aren't going to do anything to help this president.
Well, of course they won't, and they can't do anything that Chuckie Schumer evidently tells them they can't do either, and it really is just kind of sad.
Not just Chuckie, you forgot Nancy.
And Nancy as well. Well, sure. Well, because as you hit it right on the head, they just don't want to do anything that helps this president. And unfortunately, Captain, you know, generally Americans believe when their president succeeds that America succeeds.
Yeah.
But never has it been more apparent of the partisan divide than now.
Now, we've got a little problem going on here because California has opened their tribal casinos, but not their churches. And the DOJ yesterday told the California governor that they need to do more to go about making it easier for the religious people to actually have religious services. So now what's going to happen there?
Well, that's a really good question, Captain. You know, we hear all about the social distancing. There's the, I suppose, what is a magic distance of 6 feet. We've seen the 6 feet thing be done in many different applications. But evidently, if you go to church, you just can't do that for some reason. And I just think it's indicative of I'm going to use a word here. I think there's just hostility, generally speaking, coming from the government to the different churches. For some reason, they just seem to be giddy that the churches are actually shut down. And we hear all about following the science and the data and all these kinds of things. But goodness gracious, if we can go to the hardware store, if we can do this and that, I had to go to the computer store, so I went to a computer store. There's all kinds of people there, and even though you're trying to social distance, you know, nobody's really enforcing it. But especially in churches, they would be the ones to really try to comply and really try to enforce the 6 feet rule and all that kind of stuff. So it's just beyond me, but there does seem to be a hostility there.
Speaking of religion, over in the Middle East, the rage of Ramadan, jihadists have killed 584 people, injured another 587 in the first 3 weeks of the holy month.
Yeah, I know. What can you say? That's just terrible.
And by the way, that's in the name of their perverted version of their religion.
Well, it's very, very sad. You know, we continue to see these kinds of things going on around the world. That has also been politicized, and it had been politicized for a good number of years, and over the Obama administration, I think it really reached its apex, and the legacy of that is not good.
Well, it's okay to have religion, but it's got to be the Democratic's version of religion, not what you and I might necessarily think of, and I'll just let it stay there.
Right. Well, I recall Nancy Pelosi praying for President Trump during the impeachment. But is she praying for him now? Is she praying for all of us? We don't hear this kind of thing from our leadership these days, and particularly the Democrat leadership. We don't hear things like, you know, with God's help, we're going to get through this problem. We're all together. We don't hear that. A few decades ago, we might have, but it seems like they've excised all of that completely out of our daily interaction.
Well, the only time you hear that is when Paula White and her group comes into the White House and they have one of their meetings with the president. That's the only time you'll hear that. Other than that, you won't hear it at all, because religion is only convenient to the Democrats when they want it to be.
Unfortunately so. And
I hate to say that, but that's true.
Well, I agree, and it's a sad, pathetic thing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we've got more to talk about. By the way, more openings coming up here, theme parks, not in California, but down here in Florida for sure, Georgia for sure. Things are moving along a little bit quicker in some states than others because the numbers are working quite nicely, thank you, but you're not hearing a lot about that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, most of you know I've been taking this product for 4 years, and it's been working quite nicely for me. Thank you very much. Because, of course, I do have arthritis, and I have broken my back not once but twice. Had a surgical procedure the second time to correct it. And then I had my ankle, my foot, and I almost lost it, my ankle, and they had to give me an ankle replacement, and, of course, that created problems there. But if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, leg pain, then guess what? This is for you, Relief Factor, an all-natural product. And if you just have just general muscle aches or pain at the end of the day doing your job, this is something that will take that pain right away from you, and you'll be able to get along a lot better with your life. It's not narcotic. Things that are in it are good for you. It's kind of like beefing up on vitamins like I do with the Balance of Nature. But check them out. The 3-week quick start plan. The Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan. And you can do that, it's $19.95, by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's a website where they've got a little video on there of Pete and Seth telling you what's in the product and how it works. And then you click on the little link there and you order the product. It's $19.95 for 3 weeks, and you'll know whether or not it works for you. Hundreds of thousands of people have taken advantage of that order off that website for me, and I get messages every day from people thanking me. I'm not making this up or exaggerating. It's just a fact, because people try this stuff, and it works, just like it did for me 4 years ago, and I still take it every day. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try. It might just take you out of pain, okay? Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle, we've got the theme parks are going to start opening up here June the 5th. Universal is talking about Universal Studios and the SeaWorld that they have, and even Disney is talking about reopening, and they've submitted plans to the state of Florida to open up their theme parks again, which is a great sign of accomplishment.
Well, yes, it is. Very, very much so. I think the City Walk there had already been opened up as the at the Universal Park, but that's literally one of the biggest theme parks in the entire world there in Orlando for Universal. And, yes, June 5th is the target date for the general public. There will be some annual pass holders that will be able to enjoy part of the park a little ahead of that. I think right as we get to around June 1st or 2nd, a lot of the employees return and so on. But, yes, this is going to be a big thing. And, of course, there will be social distancing and other kinds of precautions that will be taken throughout the park, including, I think, people having their temperature taken and stuff like that. But then, as you mentioned, Disney and SeaWorld, yes, they are submitting their plans. I think there's another meeting next Wednesday, if I recall correctly, at least in that zone where I think they'll start to be reviewed, and they could be opening up sooner than later. But, you know, this is something that's good to see. There are all kinds of precautions that will be taken, and I'm sure that they're going to find the safest way to do it, and people want to be able to go out and have fun.
Okay, now, Lindsey Graham yesterday gave an interview, and he also tweeted out some information. This Crossfire Hurricane investigation is going to be one of the most sloppy, unethical investigations ever in the history of our country. And here's what he had to say about it. Because the disaster, or the GOP is escalating the probes of the Bidens and the Obama aides before the election, here's part of it.
I guess I'll start off. You're the subcommittee chairman of overseeing the State Department of Funding.
Yeah.
What have you known about the firing of Steve Blinnick? Have you any new information about that?
No, I was briefed by the State Department that they had lost confidence in him. He serves at the pleasure of the president, and these appointments, you know, the president can, Pompeo can replace him, and my understanding was that there was leaks coming out of other prior investigations. They lost confidence in him.
How concerned are you that it looked like there were two different investigations into Secretary Pompeo, for Mr. Linick dealing with the Saudi arms sales with going to Yemen and some personal errands?
The personal errand stuff is, I'm in the president's camp. You know, I don't find that to be disqualifying. I find that to be all over the top.
That was a reporter. You could barely hear the reporter because the reporter was way off the microphone, and Lindsey was doing a little press conference, if you will, for these reporters. But the fact of the matter is that he, you know, wants the American people to know about Crossfire Hurricane Kyle and how they supported Mueller to do his investigation without interference, and all these people that were in the way running cover, if you will, for Mueller and all the stuff that was going on under the table.
Well, exactly right. And then I think there's a vote that's going to be set up following the Memorial Day recess for Senator Graham to be able to subpoena a lot of Obama-era people, including John Brennan and James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, and others, as they're trying to get to the bottom of a lot of the things that happened in this whole debacle.
Well, there's a lot more coming out about John Brennan and his involvement, and I'm telling you, I can't wait to see how that all works out. Now, the other thing is that it apparently is going to be a very busy year for hurricanes around the Gulf States and the east coast of the United States as well. Amongst this disaster-heavy year, there's going to be a whole bunch of risks, and they're calling it a code red for hurricane season, where we're going to have some substantial storms that are going to strike the coast on top of everything that's going on here. Now, this is just the way it is. All they can tell you is when you look at the and matter of fact, I'll do that now, because the ocean, the water temperature, it has a lot to do with it. For example, right now, it's 82 degrees in the Gulf of Mexico. It's 81 in Tampa Bay, where I'm at right here. And that's the fuel for these storms when they get cranked up, is the heat, the warm water.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's the secret ingredient there. And Basically, Hurricane Katrina, of course, happened back in 2005, and what they're concerned about is that we could have, you know, the largest hurricane season since that part of that since that time in 2005, and that's why they're calling it the Code Red.
Well, I remember Hurricane Katrina well because I responded to it twice, and I led a convoy of trucks that had to sit over in Montgomery, Alabama, that was waiting to decide where they were going to send us, and they sent us to New Orleans, and we couldn't get to New Orleans going the way we wanted to go, which was right down to I-10 and in because the bridges were out. So we had to go all the way over to I-55, come down I-59 to I-55, and come in that way, and we had trees all over the interstate, and we were pretty much restricted to going over on the two-lane and coming down the U.S. highway, but that was an adventure I don't think I'll ever, never, ever forget. Now, with that being said, the United Kingdom, okay, be careful what you wish for. If a dog comes up to you and you're sitting around an airport, a train station, a bus station, maybe a steamship line, and starts sniffing you and decides to sit there and make a little noise, you might have the coronavirus.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, as we know, our furry friends, their sense of smell is literally hundreds of times better than ours. And dogs have been known to be able to be trained to ferret out many different things, diseases. I've seen reports that where they can detect certain kinds of cancer. They've also been able to detect...
We use them for arson investigation, amongst other things.
Well, exactly, because... They can absolutely just detect things that that I think even technology might have a hard time doing. And so yes, so this could be a very big jump forward in the ability to make sure that, especially in public places, that we're being safe.
Now, a big time arrest of an ISIS chief, reportedly in line to take control of ISIS, was made in Iraq. What do you know about that?
That's right. It's you're talking about the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and the person who was likely to succeed him, according to the prevailing opinion, his name is Abdul Nasser Kardash. And he was going to succeed al-Baghdadi, they believe. He has now been taken into custody, according to an Iraqi news agency. So that's it was after what they call an intelligence-led operation.
So they got a really bad guy off the street. Now, for everybody that's listening up there in the fracking fields, up there in the frozen northern tundra, oil went up again yesterday. West Texas crude is up to $33.92 a barrel. Brent crude is up to $36.06. The one-year futures on oil right now is at $39 a barrel. Gasoline wholesale price went up to $1.05 a gallon at the refinery, and diesel is still holding in there at 99 cents. So things are looking better for those guys and gals. And Kyle, we run out of time, so with that, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on a weekend edition.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the host of the Kyle Warren Show, everybody. Go over to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com. Now, we're coming back with our first military veterans news segment, some significant military news yesterday, too. We'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has jumped to nearly 39 million, according to the Labor Department, even as states from coast to coast gradually reopen their economies and let people get back to work. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the wave of layoffs from the business shutdown that has brought the economy to its knees. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. And the continuing rise shows that even though all states have begun reopening over the past 3 weeks, and the outbreak is still damaging businesses and destroying jobs. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20 or 25%. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure unmatched since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about that. We had Bo on the program yesterday, and we want to thank the people that participated and asked questions. You can always do that, and we'll tell you all about them after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. Then they have another one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. They're on the west side of the bay. Now, that being said, you can find out more about them and what it takes to become an aviation maintenance tech with a starting salary of around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour work week, and you can make a whole lot more than that. So go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And you can also give them a call after you do that and schedule an appointment to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, the number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. I'm telling you, they are second to nobody when it comes to your job, career, future. Now, the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, after having five of their crewmen that came back to the ship test positive, and then a total of 13 altogether, who were taken off the ship, I might say, and replaced by other people, so that they could get underway. They're returning to sea after being sidelined for a couple of months. Obviously, they are going out to the sea for training in preparation for returning to the duty that they had in the Pacific, because things are starting to get interesting out there. Now, after two crashes within days here in Florida at Eglin Air Force Base, the commander of the base announced that the base will take a safety pause, after the crash of two fifth-generation fighter jets, F-35s, within days of one another. So they're going to want to get on top of that and make sure that they know what's going on. In addition, less than 17% of the active duty military is made up of women, according to the Government Accountability Office. Now, that's an increase of about 1% since 2004. And the military really does need a real plan in place to recruit and retain women. So that's the next thing they're going to be working on. Now, unless you were hiding under a rock and you didn't understand what took place yesterday in Corpus Christi, Texas, at the Naval Air Station there, somebody tried to speed through the operating entrance safety checkpoint and crash the gate and get onto the base. Now, in the process, the individual, whose name has not been released, we don't know who it is, we'll probably find that out whenever they want us to know, shot at a female security officer who was standing there recognizing the vehicles and whatnot, and she got hit multiple times in the vest that she was wearing, thank God she was wearing the vest, and got knocked down, but had the wherewithal to roll over and make sure the gate was locked and could not be opened. The car crashed into the gate. That was the end of that. Guards that were there with her at the main gate opened up on the vehicle and killed the driver in the car. Now, what we do know about all of this is that for many hours, because they thought this guy might have explosives in the car or might be wearing a suicide vest, they shut everything down while they made sure that there was no such thing going on. But what they did find out was he had a large amount of ammunition, was preparing to do a lot of damage. And I say he because it was a man. Now, even though we don't know who it is or what this was all about, my mind immediately went to Pensacola and the Saudi student pilot who had been training, or I'm sorry, who had been communicating for 21 months with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and had been radicalized somewhere along the line, who methodically put together a plan. My mind immediately went there, whether or not this was related in any way, which it could be, we don't know, and I'm just throwing that out there for discussion. But we'll see, and we'll find out more. Now, two B-1B Lancer bombers from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota flew to the Nordic region of Europe this week as part of a training mission with the Allies. First time that's happened in a long time. And 2019 was the deadliest year on record for insider attacks in Afghanistan. Last year, the deadliest year on record for insider attacks carried out in Afghanistan, according to the new inspector general in his report to Congress. Now, also, American troops and civilians packed South Korean restaurants and barbershops for the first time in about 3 months this week after the U.S. military lifted most of the anti-coronavirus restrictions for bases everywhere but the Seoul area. That's a welcome treat. And the U.S. Defense Department has not withheld $1 billion in funding from Afghan security forces, despite Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's vow on March the 23rd to cut that sum immediately, from sources familiar with the matter. Well, nothing is done immediate in Washington, D.C., nothing. In addition, the Defense Department's top technology expert now believes using airborne directed energy weapons for missile defense is unlikely to work, but it's not worth spending the additional research and money development funds on for the effort, so we'll see how that works out. Army Major General Ian McConnell said he did a double take when he happened to catch the word medicated on ball caps when walking by a vendor's kiosk just outside the exchange of MacDill Air Force Base here in Tampa, where he's stationed. He ordered the vendors to remove the medicated vet ball caps they were wearing after a combat veteran raised concerns. Now, there's no more kneecap-to-kneecap talks. The coronavirus is hindering military recruiting. There just isn't any substitute for face-to-face conversations when trying to get Americans to sign up to be a service member. And, of course, boot camp outbreaks slow the pipeline down, too, when there's something happens when somebody comes down with it at boot camp. Now, the quest for super-duper missiles has pit the United States against some of our key rivals because they all fly at speeds of a mile a second or faster and maneuver in ways that make them extra difficult to detect or destroy in flight. And all our allies, as well as us, are trying to come up with the perfect attack missile. Now, did you hear the deal about the number one September 11th terrorist in the world, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? The only man ever convicted in the U.S. court for a role in September 11th, the attacks. He now says he's renouncing terrorism, Al-Qaeda, and the Islamic State. And bin Laden. He's saying he's renouncing all them. Of course, he wants to write a book about his experiences, and we'll see how all that plays out. God only knows, right? And the other thing is, two Seattle area men have been charged with federal drug crimes in connection to the distribution of fentanyl-laced pills that led to the overdose death of a U.S. sailor aboard the aircraft carrier Carl Vinson last month, as these pills were sold to different bases around the countryside where they were gobbled up, and that sailor lost his life as a result of that. So, there you go. And don't forget that we will be talking with Denise Simon here before the top of the hour, and we'll go from there, and we'll get into the general fund stuff after the top of the hour. Because to begin with, we're going to talk about the Open Skies Treaty that you're not hearing a lot about. All righty, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our second look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of ExtendoVite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's time for a Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, and here we go.
She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my
story and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, yeah, Colin Ray, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Now, when haven't you heard that said before a few times, huh, guys? All righty. Well, let's talk about what's going on out there. Severe storms, primarily with large hail and gusty winds, and locally heavy rain can be expected in the south and central plains today. There's some storms moving across right now. We'll get to them in a minute. Gusty winds and dry conditions will keep the fire weather threats critical in the southwest and portions of Maine and up as well as California out in the high desert. Now, let me just tell you that right now we have got some severe storms moving across the southern border of Kansas with Oklahoma over as far as Oklahoma City. Now, also on I-40 coming east of Amarillo, Texas, all the way across to Oklahoma City. There are some areas of severe thunderstorm watches and warnings there right now. There was some earlier in the evening down below Lubbock, down towards Midland, Texas. Those have been since lifted. However, there is an advisory to where that could come back today and could fire up. Also, we've got some advisories in the eastern part of Texas for the same thing, all the way from the Arklatex, which is Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, all the way down to the Gulf. Now, out by El Paso, got some breezy winds out there in the eastern part of New Mexico. We've got a fire threat advisory in New Mexico along I-40 east of Albuquerque and Colorado. Fire threat advisory in the southern part of Colorado tonight with a freeze warning in the southwestern corner in the higher elevations of Colorado. And then Grand Junction, you've got a fire threat advisory there. And up into the northwestern corner of Colorado tonight, you've got a freeze warning up there as well. And going over into Utah, coming in on I-15, there is a fire threat advisory there as you head up towards Salt Lake City. A wind advisory in the west side of Utah. And then we got some winds blowing from about Wendover all the way to Winnemucca, it looks like. Now, in the high desert of California, you've got a fire threat advisory there for the mountaintops and whatnot, and a freeze warning, if you will, freeze warning for the southwestern corner of Montana, just north of Idaho, and then to the north of there in the upper half of where I-90 and 94 come together, and that area up in there, they're going to have some rain in that area. Now, we still got the flood warnings, if you will, in Michigan. Still got the flood advisories in North Carolina and Virginia up around Roanoke. And way up in Maine tonight, we've got a fire threat advisory. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you on the third watch, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And that's just part of what they have there because they're open for business big time. And anything you need in the way of truck supplies and whatnot, they've got them. All right, let's go to the phone line real quickly here. 60 seconds with, I think it's Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business, boss. Ladies and gentlemen, 167 days to the election here. Don, we're focusing on the election here. We're focused on the election, okay? Glad you didn't wear a mask out in public over at the Ford Motor Company. Just glad you didn't do that and going from there, okay? We're making America great again. We're making America greater again. You look about these Democrat governors here who won't open up their state, all you have to say is, see, They hate you. They hate the American people. They hate their own people of their own state. Can you believe that? That's how corrupt the Democrats are. Okay? Whitmer over there in Michigan. Look at these. That no concern that they get their paycheck. That governor's getting their paycheck. Stop the paycheck for everybody. Stop the paycheck for every governor. I'll see you how quickly they open up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at war with the left. We're at war with China. We're at war with the forces of Satan here. And we got to make America greater again. God bless you, Captain. Let's get to work and save the country. Don't forget, Donald, everybody in the White House. We're focused on the election. Let's go. Peace.
All righty, and that's Todd in Tampa. We appreciate him. And, of course, you just never know what's going to happen because in the country in which we're living, The attorney general up there in Michigan made a comment about President Trump violating the law in Michigan by not wearing a mask at the Ford plant, and she threatened to have a discussion. There we go. To have a discussion with the Ford representatives. We'll see how all that plays out. And again, I have the audio coming up in the next hour with Denise Simon of the Attorney General in Michigan and what she said. And I'll tell you what, if you folks in Michigan haven't had enough by now, I don't know what it's going to take to get you to wake the hell up. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, and joining us right now, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So let me go over there and bring her in on the telephone line. Good morning.
Morning.
What's going on with the Open Skies Treaty? I've heard it mentioned three or four times since 9 o'clock last night.
Well, we're pulling out of it.
Okay, but there seems to be some pullback on us pulling out of it. What's that all about?
Well, I'm not sure. I remember distinctly a couple of years ago, several years ago, when you were going to do a recorded interview with, I think it may have been nominee Trump or candidate Trump.
I did one.
You asked me if there was a question that I wanted to ask, and this was the very one.
Mm-hmm. I did ask the question, too, by the way. It's on my interview. It's 10 minutes long, but it's there.
This is an issue where Russia has been abusing the treaty because it's a mutual agreement. I think there's 35 countries in this. And interestingly enough, most of the countries are those that are in Eastern Bloc because we just never really trusted Russia. Mm-hmm. And there's only certain kinds of certain kinds of planes that they are allowed to fly to kind of check us out, and we only have certain kind of planes that we can fly to check them out. And they were abusing that. We haven't abused it. We've made some big accusations on it and whatnot. But anyway, so that's where we are with this, the pullout. And it's kind of like one of those trust but verify things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with it.
Now, the other thing is we got a situation going on here in California, and I'm just going to mention this briefly because we're going to run out of time. But California gave permission to the Indian casinos to open up. But the churches still can't open up, and some of them are going, nope, 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 we're going to be open Sunday.
Well, yeah. I mean, people are just becoming defiant now.
Mm-hmm.
It's civil disobedience.
But well,
it's
go
civil.
Ahead. Mm-hmm.
It's civil.
Yeah, and so, they're not doing anything violent about it. They're just doing it, and then the authorities, for the most part, do what they do. Sometimes they stand back, sometimes they don't. By the way, the gym owner in Jersey is going to be open today. I understand he's brought in porta potties because they shut the water off for the toilets.
Well, they don't know that. There was some suggestion that the city had done that, but they brought in some plumbing people, and apparently they fixed all that stuff with paper towels. And the interesting thing is, the gym doesn't have paper towels.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, after the top of the hour news. Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, over Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.